This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we are continuing with our series, the 40 hadith regarding the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This is hadith number 7. Urwa radiallahu anhu says, أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ يَوْمَ الْخَنْدَقِ مَنْ رَجُلٌ يَذْهَبُ فَيَأْتِينِي بِخَبَرِ بَنِي قُرَيْضَةِ فَرَكِبَ الزُّبَيْرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَجَاءَهُ بِخَبَرِهِمْ ثُمَّ عَادَ فَقَالَ 3 times مَنْ يَأْتِينِي بِخَبَرِهِمْ فَقَالَ الزُّبَيْرُ نَعَمْ قَالَ وَجَمَعَ لِلزُّبَيْرِ أَبَوَيْهِ فَقَالَ فَدَاكَ أَبِي وَأُمِّي وَقَالَ لِلزُّبَيْرِ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ حَوَارِي وَحَوَارِي الزُّبَيْرِ وَابْنُ عَمَّتِي. This is a hadith narrated by Urwa radiallahu anhu, and this is a hadith that is found in a book known as Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. There are many books of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, many of us are well known of the well-known collection Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Nasai, Ibn Majah. But there are other collections of a hadith that have collected sahih a hadith. And one of them is Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba is known as Musannaf because it collects the sayings of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But the distinctive features of this book known as Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba is that it has all the quotes that he has collected, they all are sahih. This is one of the beauty of this, the beautiful things of this book. So this story is found in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba and also in other books of ahadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said on the battle of trenches. Now you have to understand that the battle of trenches, the situation was very extreme. And there was a lot of internal betrayal that was taking place from the Jewish tribes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet alayhi wasallam, he says to all the Sahaba, who will go and bring me the news of Banu Qurayza? Banu Qurayza was the one that was committing the treachery against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he mounted his conveyance and he returned with the news from Banu Qurayza. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeated the same question on 3 different occasions, at each time, Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he responded to the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu, may my parents be sacrificed for you. He then says, every prophet has a disciple, and my disciple is Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he also said that he is my cousin. Now, first of all, is that why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam refer to Zubayr as a Hawari? Hawari was the name, the definition of a Hawari is disciple. And if you open the Quran, the only time the word Hawari or Hawariyun have been mentioned in the Quran is when Isa alayhi salam is talking about his supporters. Like Allah says in the Quran that, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. This is Allah telling the believers, Kunu ansar Allah. Become the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lil hawariyina man ansari ila Allah. Just like Isa alayhi salam, he said to his followers, who is going to be my hawariyin? And to the call of Isa alayhi salam, qala hawariyuna nahnu ansarullah. The Hawariyun, the supporters of Isa alayhi salam, these are loyal supporters of Isa alayhi salam, they said that we will be the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question is, once again, why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refer to Zubayr as a Hawari? The question is, that weren't the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum great supporters of the Prophet alayhi salam? Did they not help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Indeed they did. But you will find a similarity between this story and the story of Isa alayhi salam. Because there is a riwayah that is found by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, which is recorded by Imam Nasa'i rahmatullahi alayhi, that when Isa alayhi salam came to his Hawariyun, when he came to his disciple, his loyal supporters, he said that these are people who are coming after me. They will take my life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that I will be taken up by him. This is our belief about Isa alayhi salam. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Neither they have crucified him, neither have they killed him, but he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says in the following verse, بَرْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah has raised Isa alayhi salam. So contrary to the Christian belief, this is what our belief is regarding Isa alayhi salam. So it is mentioned by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that Isa alayhi salam also came to his disciples and he asked this question three times, that which of you are willing to become like me, like you'll be given the same appearance like me and your life will be in danger. Which of you is willing to do something like this? And there was one Hawari in particular that at the call of Isa alayhi salam, three different times he raised his hand and he said, O Nabi of Allah, Isa alayhi salam, I am the one who will take your appearance, and if I lose my life in this process, then the reward is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Similarly, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Sahaba and he said three times, who will go and bring me the news of Banu Qurayza? And I want to know their plans, their agenda. And all three times, Zubayr radiallahu anhu said that I, Ya Rasulullah, will be the one who will go and bring you the news and the intelligence from their camp. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this title. And he did not give this title to anyone else but Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And so this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that every Nabi had a Hawari and a loyal supporter, and my Hawari is Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Now, who is Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu? And there's a lot of things that are mentioned about him. So first of all, we learn that Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu was related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How so? This was his father. His name was Al-Awam ibn Khuwaylid. He died at a very young age, or when Zubayr radiallahu anhu was young. However, his mother is Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib, okay? And Safiya, as you all know, this was the aunt, or in Urdu we refer to it as pupi, okay? This was the pupi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The aunt of Rasulullah sallam, basically his father's sister. So this is the mother of Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu. So it is mentioned that Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, by the way, if you study her life, she was known as a brave woman, a courageous woman. And the one thing that we learn about Zubayr radiallahu anhu is that even from a young age, this young man was a very courageous man. And I'll share stories with you that how he would exhibit that level of courage. It is mentioned in the early days that he became a Muslim in the very early stages of Islam. And along with him was Ali radiallahu anhu. He was young. Zubayr radiallahu anhu was young. It is mentioned, there is of course some ikhtilaf about ages, but there are several ages that are mentioned. Some say that he became a Muslim when he was perhaps 12 years old, some say 13 years old, some say 16 years old. But nonetheless, he and some other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, such as Talha radiallahu anhu, Zubayr radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, and many other young Sahaba, they were very similar in age. So they used to hang out all the time with each other, and they used to come to Darul Arqam to listen to the advices given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, just like all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were persecuted because of their Islam. They were persecuted because of their Islam. It is mentioned that though Zubayr's father, he died when Zubayr was young, but when he found out that he was a Muslim, he persecuted him. However, the one who persecuted him the most was his uncle, Nawfal. And what is mentioned was that he would sometimes wrap him up in a carpet so that he would not be able to move, and then he would light a fire close by. It's mentioned in some that he would light a fire close by, even to the face of Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And the smoke was, you know, it was right in the face of Zubayr radiallahu anhu that many times he would have to, you know, it was of course with force, he had no choice because he was wrapped in a carpet, but he would have to sometimes inhale that smoke. And it is mentioned that because of that, he would sometimes yell and scream. But he made it very clear to his uncle that la akfur bihi ba'dahu abada, like I will never ever after this become a kafir. Do whatever you want to do, I will never ever give up and denounce my deen. To which, when the uncle, Nawfal, saw this, he just basically let him go because he realized there's nothing I can do that will make him denounce his Islam. So this is something that we find from Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an. However, one of the things that we also learn from Zubayr radiallahu an is that he was always a person who always came forward and always supported the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all cost. Even in the early days, when we find when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he allowed the Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia. We find that many of the people who migrated to Abyssinia, they were husband and wives. There was never a situation where the Prophet alayhi salam separated the husband and the wife during this migration process. If there was a wife traveling for hijrah, the Prophet alayhi salam would make the husband go also. If the husband was going, the Prophet alayhi salam would send the wife also. However, in the case of Zubayr radiallahu an, he was a single person. He was not married at that time. But he played a very pivotal role in helping and supporting the Muslims while he was there. So it is mentioned that while the Muslims were there, there was a dispute and there was some kind of political conflict that was taking place. As you know, whenever Muslims go and they live anywhere, there's always going to be some people who have a problem where Muslims are living. So many of the people who were close to Najashi, in fact, some of his own family members, they were saying that Najashi is not loyal to the people of Habsha, rather he is loyal to these Muslims. Okay, he's loyal to these Muslims and his loyalty is compromised. So there was a political battle that took place, a political conflict that took place. Now the Muslims were told at that time that you stay out of this. You have no place in this conflict. But the Najashi told the Muslims that if there comes a situation that I lose, then you all need to flee. And he even made the arrangements for the Muslims. Now the question is, who is going to bring that news, that intelligence to the Muslims as to what is happening in that battle? It was Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And it is mentioned that he was sometimes cross and swim across the Nile in some parts of the Nile just to go and collect the news from what is going on. But it is mentioned, of course, that later on the Najashi was able to succeed, so he was the first person to bring that good news to the Muslims that we have, alhamdulillah, nothing to worry about and we're going to stay here. But the point is, seeing how Zubayr radiallahu anhu at a very young age supporting Muslims, supporting the cause of Islam. And I'm going to say this as a side tangent, because I say this a lot of times to our youth, and I want all of us parents here to share this, what I'm about to say, to your youth also. There's never a situation where the youth will not be tested in terms of their faith. There's the greatest story that we find in the Quran regarding this matter is Surah Al-Kahf. Okay, we have a group of young men who were tested in their iman. And the lesson to be learned from this, as many ulama have written in their tafasir, is that youth will always be tested when it comes to their faith and when it comes to their iman. Likewise, when you see these young sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were no different. But they were able to succeed in those tests. And they were always able to stay close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were able to maintain their faith. This is very important, because a lot of times in this day and age, of course, our youth are facing a lot of challenges. Spiritual challenges, theological challenges, and it's very difficult, especially with all the technology and the ability to commit sin. It's so easy for our young men, our young brothers and young sisters, that they're always surrounded. And a lot of times, even I have come across many youth when I talk to them, that they feel like, why is Allah testing us? But the reality is that in every single era, Allah will always test the young men and the young women, especially when it comes to their faith, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were no different. Now, when it came to Zubayr radiallahu anhu and his contribution to Islam and supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find a story in the battle of Badr. It is mentioned that Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he wore a very yellowish turban. And this turban was symbolic for bravery. Any person who would wear this yellow turban in a battlefield, it was symbolic for their bravery. But it is also mentioned that, subhanAllah, when the malaika were descending in the battle of Badr, out of love of Zubayr radiallahu anhu, the bravery that he was exhibiting, it is mentioned that even these malaika, when they came down, they all had yellow turbans, just following exactly what Zubayr radiallahu anhu and the bravery he was exhibiting in the Battle of Badr. One thing I forgot to mention is that Zubayr radiallahu anhu, while he was a cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the son of Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. At the same time, later on, he also married, when he grew up, he married the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He married Asma bint Abi Bakr. And from that marriage came a very well-known sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. It came from this marriage between him and Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, coming into the battle of Uhud. So now we understand that Zubayr's father-in-law is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. It is mentioned that in the Battle of Uhud, of course the Muslims, we all know what happened, the Battle of Uhud, but after the Muslims suffered a lot, but they came back and they fought for the cause of Allah, it is mentioned that Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that there was a verse of the Quran that was revealed. Allah says, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. There were some people who answered the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after they were injured. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that this ayah was revealed due to the bravery and the courage that was exhibited by her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an. Because we know what happened, and when he found out, of course, about the martyrdom of Hamza radiallahu an, of course he was shaken. Everyone in the Muslim army was shaken, but nonetheless they kept on showing their courage as they fought along. Now comes the Battle of Trench, and we all know what happened, where he mentioned that who's going to go and bring me the intelligence from the life from the camp of Banu Qurayza. Now comes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away. He lives on all the way to the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. During the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Zubayr radiallahu anhu always supported Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. There were some very well-known wars. One of them was the Ridda Wars. He supported Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. However, in the battle of, or in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, there was a well-known battle known as the Battle of Yarmouk. In that battle, it is mentioned that Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he would start, he would go all the way to the back of the place where the war was being fought. He would fight all the way when he would get to the end, and then he would make his way back. Because generally in a war, when you're fighting, you keep on moving forward. Okay, you don't stay in your place. So you fight and you move forward. You fight and you move forward. It is mentioned that people notice that Zubayr was fighting. He went all the way to the back of the army, and then he made his way back all the way to the front also. But subhanAllah, he always fought with much courage. Now comes the time of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh, and there is a lot of that is mentioned regarding him and his relationship with Uthman ibn Affan, also with our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and also his dialogue with Ali radiallahu anh. So it is mentioned that in the time of Uthman ibn Affan, there was a lot of fitnas that began to emerge. This is something that we learned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Zubayr radiallahu anh sent his own children to go and protect Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh said that, you know, jazakumullah khair, but let me handle this situation by myself. Zubayr radiallahu anh, of course he wanted to, but at the fact that Uthman radiallahu anh was insisting that let me take care of myself, let me take care of these matters myself, Zubayr radiallahu anh, he pulled back. Later on, he found out that Uthman radiallahu anhu was assassinated. Now we know that after Uthman radiallahu anhu's assassination, there was a lot of turmoil that took place within the Muslim community. You have people like Ali radiallahu anhu on one side. You have people like Zubayr radiallahu anhu, Talha radiallahu anhu, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, and Muawiyah, and some others who were not agreeing to the style of leadership when it came to Ali radiallahu anhu. Because Ali radiallahu anhu's style leadership was that we cannot just go and start making, arrests in Medina. This is not the way to do things. And we will not achieve anything by doing something like this. Rather, it will cause even more issues in the community. So let me do my due diligence. Let me do a thorough investigation. Let me bring those who are truly the criminals, let me bring them to justice. On the other hand, they felt, Aisha radiallahu anha and the rest, they all felt that this is just taking a lot of time and we need to bring these people to justice very quickly. Now what is mentioned is that there was, of course, an expedition or battle known as, many refer to it as Jang al-Jamal or the Battle of Camels. And this is where Ali radiallahu anhu, he came across Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And he said to him that, do you remember? Now, pause here for a moment. One thing we need to understand about this battle is that this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they understood their positions. However, there were many other people who were with the camp of Aisha and many people with the camp of Ali radiallahu anhu who did not have the right intention. They were looking for a war. They were looking for a battle. They wanted to commit bloodshed. On the other hand, these sincere Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this was not their intention. So what happened was that when they sat down, this is our mother Aisha, Ali radiallahu anhu, Talha, Zubayr. At that time, Ali radiallahu anhu, he reminded Zubayr radiallahu anhu of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what was that hadith? The hadith was that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sitting one day with Ali and Talha and Zubayr, and he says to Zubayr, do you love Ali radiallahu anhu? And he says, yes, of course I love Ali radiallahu anhu. One second, as I said earlier, these three were like, they were always hanging out with each other. Young men, they're always were giving their life for the cause of Allah. So they always were around each other. So of course he said, I love Ali radiallahu anhu. To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one day will come where there will be a fight and there will be a dispute between amongst you, and the side that you are on is the wrong side. And Ali radiallahu anhu is reminding Zubayr radiallahu anhu that, do you remember this? And Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he recalls and he says, oh yes, I remember. And at that particular time, Zubayr radiallahu anhu decided that I'm not going to participate in this expedition or this battle at all. In fact, it is mentioned about our own dear mother, radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Talha, they all went back. But at night, these munafiqun or these khawarij, they got involved and they start fighting, which led to much bloodshed within this whole battle. But did the Sahaba go against, like did they cause bloodshed to each other? These leader Sahaba, they never did that. In fact, it is mentioned that when Zubayr was leaving, Zubayr said, I have nothing to do with this anymore, I'm leaving. There was a man by the name of Amr bin Jarmuz. He went to Zubayr and he was on the side of Ali radiallahu anhu. So he went to Zubayr and he says, where are you going? Zubayr says, I want nothing to do with this anymore. I now remember the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want nothing to do with this anymore. So he says that you cannot do this. Now, Amr bin Jamuz, once again, these were people who were sick in their mind. They never understood was haq, was batil. They never understood limitations. So he decided to stay with Zubayr radiallahu anhu. They began to pray Salat, and while Zubayr radiallahu anhu was in his Salat, Amr bin Jamuz, he took out his sword and he killed Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Now Amr bin Jamuz is thinking to himself, I just did a great service for Ali radiallahu anhu. He goes all the way to Ali radiallahu anhu, he hands him the sword. Either he hands it to him directly or through someone else. Because Ali radiallahu anhu, he's going through a lot of, he's trying to take in. He's a leader at that time, and all this is happening during his time. Of course, you can imagine his emotional state. When the sword was brought to Ali radiallahu anhu, and this man is thinking to himself, he's done a great service for Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that glad tidings of hellfire, the glad tidings of Jahannam, is to that person who will kill Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he heard this, he did not know that he did something of this. He went and he committed suicide himself. Amr bin Jamuz, he committed suicide himself. But before he left, He already heard Ali radiallahu anhu what he had said about the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever kills Zubayr, what is their final abode. So once again, this is the ending of Zubayr radiallahu anhu. But once again, even though there was some tension, but the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, one thing that we always understand about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, brothers and sisters, is that they never took anything very personal. Even though there may have been some differences, there may have been some issues, but they never took it to a limit where they're after each other's throats, where they will be happy at the demise of others. They will be happy when someone fails or someone collapses. These were not these kind of people. Today, if we have a hatred towards someone else, we will like to see that person fall. We like to see that person collapse. If something bad happens to that person, the first thing that will come out of our mouth many times is, you know what? He or she deserves it. Alhamdulillah. Allah's justice came and so forth. The Sahaba were not of this type. They never took things personal. Their hearts were always very clean. And this is where we are so different from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Petty issues, petty small issues, and we take it to heart. And this is why where we are today as a Muslim ummah, hating against each other, animosity against each other, always wishing each other, you know, harm. This is not something that we learn from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But the most important thing I would say is, if there's anything that we can learn from Zubayr radiallahu anhu, is his courage to stand up for deen. And this means that even in this day and age, courage, by the way, brothers and sisters, does not only mean you go and you fight somewhere. Courage to stand up for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also means that when someone asks you a question about deen, about Islam, and you know that I may tell them what the haq is, but they may not agree, they may not like it, my courage teaches me, Islam teaches me, that I should be so courageous that I'm going to speak the haq whether you like it or not. Whether you agree with it or not, it does not matter. But I'm going to speak and tell you what my deen has taught me. This is also another form of courage. This is the courage that today you and I are being asked to stand for. No matter what the situation is, no matter if someone does not like the haq, well, we're going to always speak the haq. This is the courage that you and I, we can exhibit today. We may not be able to go outside and physically engage, but, and you know, and we need to keep this in mind, but when someone does engage with us, let us not be shy of who we are. Wallahi, if you study comparative religion, you study all the deens, all the religions out there, wallahi, there is no other religion that is balanced, that makes sense as much as Islam does. There is no other religious code in this dunya right now that has the balance that Islam has. And the one thing that they do not like about Muslims the most is that we are willing to stick to our deen. These other religions, they have changed their deen based on how society is. If the society is going in one direction, we'll follow that same direction. Our deen has taught us, no, courage is we stick to our deen and we speak the truth no matter what the situation is. As the Prophet ﷺ says, أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ. The greatest form of jihad and striving in the cause of Allah is to utter the truth. To utter the truth. This is the courage that you and I, we can today exhibit and we learn from Zubayr radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to become like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May Allah grant us the ability to exhibit their qualities and their characteristics. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.